2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Brewing Utah weather. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, to round up our wall-to-wall coverage of all the snow we've been getting from Weber County, Davis County, and Salt Lake County now, at least to about Murray. Stopped at about Murray. We're going to go live in a moment up to Snow Basin. We're also going to get Burt Brothers into the conversation, Dave, about how to know if your tires are bald.
Yeah, I'll tell you. All the years I've lived here, I've never seen anything like it. And the numbers are proving that to be the case. We are seeing snow totals, especially in the mountains, because that's really where I like to track it. I want to know what's going on at the ski resorts. Staggering amounts of snow. I grew up at Snow Basin. Snow Basin, Powder Mountain, those were my two resorts where I did most of my skiing. But Basin has been pummeled by snow totals. Debbie, in the last 24 hours, almost 3 full feet of snow.
Kayla McFarland, PR and Communications Manager for Snow Basin. Are you buried in it up there?
Oh, we sure are. In fact, we're digging out still.
I was wondering about that. I wondered if the ski lifts are even running right now because you've got to create a pathway, right?
We have all hands on deck for sure, and it took a little bit of time because, you know, we were for sure buried this morning more than we were even kind of expecting. So it took a minute, but we do have most lifts open at this point, but a few that are just going to remain closed so that we can keep everything safe.
Ever had a season like this one at Snow Basin, Kayla?
No, I can say no. This is for sure a record-breaking year in pretty much every category. That we've seen on the record books and in our over 80 years of operation. So pretty wild.
Well, and this has been a long storm. This isn't just yesterday. It seems like for the past week, it has just been very similar.
Yeah, it's pretty much never ending. We've had 90 inches the last 7 days from, the snow that's kind of stopped for a second. You get a little peek of the blue skies and then it kind of comes back hard.
Well, we're looking forward to those bluebird ski days. Kayla McFarland of Snow Basin, thanks so much for jumping on the line with us.
Brewing Utah weather. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
All right, let's flip the phone lines over to Jake Burt from Burt Brothers. Jake, I'm actually on my way to the tire store after the show because I found out last week my tires are just like stripped on the inside. The rear tires, there's nothing left of them. But I would have never have known that. So, it was on a lift and I was able to see it. But the outside looked great. So how do we know when our tires are balding? What's the trick?
Well, regular maintenance, visual inspections, super easy ways really for you to, get a grasp of what you've got left on your tread. I think the best notifier is just knowing how available you are to stop when you need to stop. You test it out in an empty parking lot. If you feel like your braking capacity is there, do a little visual inspection, put your fingers in the treads and see if they, you can get in between those little tread lines, to really find and see. But if you're feeling slippery, you're feeling unsafe, that's usually the gut check, too, that's telling you, hey, you know what, I should probably put some money in my budget for tires because you're going to be needing them. But definitely visual inspections, checking your air pressure, checking the tread depths. There is little gauge tools that you can measure with to tell you how far you're getting down there. You can look at the tires. There's tread wear indicators that can kind of let you know you're getting down there. But I think the best thing to do is just take that gut check and just really feel. You probably felt you're sliding around a little bit. Wasn't performing like it has in the past. And so, put those details together right there. Get it checked out. Mm-hmm. Get it into a shop for a free inspection. I'm sure any one of our stores would love to look at your tires, let you know how much longer you can go, and, get you taken care of to make sure you're safe. That's most important.
Jake, what does it mean if they're wearing unevenly? Is that normal or is that a cause of concern?
cause of concern, definitely. You'll want to find out how often you're rotating them. You know, want to keep that on a regular schedule right there. Alignments could need some front end parts. You know, we don't have to do safety inspections anymore around here, so we're not really getting our cars checked out as, you know, as much as we should be, you know. So really take advantage of those inspections when you can to get that clean bill of health, you know, to make sure that your car is performing at where it needs to be, you know, because you can have a worn, you know, tie rod end or some kind of front end part up on the car that can cause that tire wear that, you know, they have those components on the back also. And like I say, you don't think about them. You're just driving until you kind of have a problem right there. And so regular inspections can definitely help you kind of stay ahead of it right there. You know, hopefully you're getting your oil changes or doing maintenance along the way. And just ask.
Jake, I've just had a real quick question for you. We've got about 30 seconds because Dave brought this up earlier in the show when we're watching people sliding off the road. And that's why we wanted to get you on the line is because there's some bald tires out there and people don't know they're driving on bald tires. But Dave said there's a penny test. Do you recommend you stick a 1 cent, a penny inside a tire?
Yeah. Grab Lincoln's head, just put it upside down. If you can see the top of Lincoln's head, it is definitely time for tires, you know. So you want to put it in between the tread grooves, not just on the tallest part of the tire, but like the shortest part of the tire, if that makes sense, in between the tread grooves. If you can see Lincoln's head, that's like 3/32 of an inch. It's actually less than that. You're sliding around today, definitely, you know. So if that helps you answer that question.
That is good.
100%.
Thanks. You don't want to see Lincoln's head. That's the key. All right, Jake Burt. Thank you for joining us from Burt Brothers. We appreciate that.
Oh. Yeah, Dave, thank you guys.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate you jumping on the line with us. I'll be glad to get new tires. I didn't have a problem driving in this morning, but Salt Lake County, South End, there wasn't the snow, just a little flurries here and there that you had up north, Dave. I know Maria, that is her top story today, and she will be tracking that along with the other top story of the day, which is the shooting in Nashville, Tennessee at that Presbyterian school.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.